Yo, what's good? Hola, señoritas and señoritos, boricuas, mexicano, cubana, venezuana, fucking mexicana, or even add Brazilian other than the fucking Spaniards, man. Fucking Pentecostals, fucking Jews. Nah, welcome to Angry Bastard Radio. It's a Latin fever, adobo, spicy motherfucking night. I'm your boy GQ, holding the fuck down. We live from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. I repeat, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm a little bit late. I'm not even in front of the fucking switchboard. The main reason why I'm not in front of the switchboard is because my stinky ass is at the crib, because I was watching this fucking brand new fucking Quantum of Solace. Solace, whatever. The brand new 007 movie. Fantastic. I'm in the middle of it. I want to continue, but I can't continue because I get the switchboard. And I don't want to get the switchboard because I want to continue. It's crazy, man. But it's showing a lot of, like, you know, crazy and all types of shit like that. So, you know what I mean? With that being said and done, I got to put this out. This is a Latin special. Hit us up 914-338-1782. Hit us up on the MySpace, myspace.com/ angry. Hold on, my brother was fucking calling me. That's myspace.com/angry_. Hold on. All right. What the fuck, man? Niggas is fucking... yeah, here we go. Yeah, it's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And what we're doing is we're holding it down, doing our thing. And this is a Latin fever special. You know, so if you Spanish in about 10 minutes, if you Spanish, you want to shout out your Spanish race, whether you fucking Bolivian or fucking Dominican, Peruvian, Salvadorian, Ecuadorian, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban, fucking, whatever the fuck you are, whatever Spanish race you are, holla at us, alright? I mean, even if you're a white girl and you eat tacos all day, I mean, or you're a black person and you like eating beans and rice on a daily basis, or if you're Chinese and you know, well, Chinese eat rice, too, so I can't really fucking, you know, I don't know if they do the same punishment. Because Puerto Ricans, they punishment, and when they punish their fucking kids, these motherfuckers is cruel. Like, we just pick up pots and pans, these motherfuckers is cruel. They put, like, rice on the fucking, they put rice on the floor. And then, no, they put wax paper on the floor, put rice, no. They put rice on the floor, put wax paper over it, and make their kids put their knees in, like, nail in fucking rice. That shit is some bullshit. But, on some real shit, I feel as though if you're going to go anywhere in the Spanish, you know, well, like, I want to go on vacation. I want to go to Puerto Rico. Wrong. Wrong. I want to go to Puerto Rico. Wrong. I want to go to Dominican. Wrong. This is a Spanish, let's keep it real, baby. This is a Spanish, you know, this is a Spanish day. But going to, like, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Cuba, fucking Brazil, or going to any of them places is like going to, let's just throw something out there. What's a dirty-ass state in the United States that people go for vacation? All right, go rather bet. Going to those places is like going to the Poconos in the United States. Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is that's the hood Spanish parts to really, like, if you ain't got money and you broke as shit and you want to, you know, fucking check out some Spanish places or whatever, then go to Puerto Rico. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic and all that shit is the Bacardi Vodka. Is the Bacardi Vodka of the Vodka family? You know what I mean? As to Puerto Rico, Cuba, Dominican Republic, is the bullshit part of a Spanish place where you go to. Now, the great goose of all attractions is Spain. That's the fuck I wanted to say. The fucking Bacardi Vodka, the Bacardi Vodka, or the Bacardi is Puerto Rico of the Vodka family. And Great Goose is Spain. Great Goose is the vodka for fucking Spain. Like, you gotta cross overseas for hours to go to Spain. Like, and it's a beautiful ass fucking place. It's just like going to fucking France or you know, Italy or some shit like that. That's what I wanna go. I wanna go to Italy. You know what I mean? Fucking like France is Italy. Italy is the kingdom. And the bullet, like is the great goose of Italy, and fucking South Philly will be the Bacardi Vodka of the Vodka family as to lower class. If you want high class, you got money, go to Italy himself. Don't go to your nearest pizza store and get a large pizza. You know what I mean, with fucking vegetables and mushrooms on it and shit. You go to Italy. You know what I mean. So that's just a little bit of what, I know niggas like, man, shut the fuck up. But that's just a little bit of, you know, what the fuck is going on. The fuck you looking at? I gotta feed these cats. Niggas is looking at me like, yo, nigga, fuck you think you going? My plate, my bowl is a little empty there, nigga. I want my motherfucking food, nigga. You ain't leaving here. Oh, feeding me, nigga. Fuck that. I ain't like no dog, nigga. I'd claw your eyeballs out when you're sleeping, bitch ass nigga. Well, get on. Get your ass out of here. Oh, man. Oh, hold on, people. Let me put a fucking shirt on. Fuck, where the fuck is my shirt at? I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I'm cut like an action figure. Hold on. I'm about to throw this t-shirt on. Yo, so how's everybody's weekend going, bro? I mean, how's everybody doing? Oh, that's what the fuck that nigga was saying. That shit just hit me, dog. Like, that shit just fucking hit me. This nigga said three-way. I'm thinking, like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Oh, obviously he's saying, since you're not in front of the switchboard, nigga, three-way him so he can three-way six. Stupid motherfucker. Alright, dog. I'm calling y'all right now. Hold on. Hang up, nigga. Not even thinking. Hold on, people. Alright, here we go. Yo. Yeah. Yeah, my bad, dog. I'm trying to think. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing, Mark? Really? Yeah, it took me a while to think about it. I'm like, oh, wait, okay, he's going to be a three-way. All right, no doubt. Welcome to Adobo Night, nigga. Hey, any of you Spanish women out there that would like to fix me, GQ, my brother right there, SD64LE, I want to fix this up, you know, a plate of rice and beans and some chicken or some shit. All means, be my guest. I mean, you might as well treat niggas like kings now because we're already kings. I mean, we're already kings. I mean, it's just, we gotta find a kingdom. We kings without the kingdom, you know, like the fucking three kings. Happy belated three kings to all you Spanish motherfuckers out there. Hey, get out, come on, get out. Niggas think they split, they gonna try to run underneath the bed and shit. Alright. All three of these motherfuckers out here. Where the fuck is my keys at? Alright, here we go. Alright, I'll feed you motherfuckers when I get back. So we got bastards, tricks for kids. Oh shit. I got that yellow electric bill in the mail. Y'all know what that means. Yellow mean that somebody gonna get cut the fuck off if they don't pay that fucking money. Ah shit. What happened?
Very terrible situation.
Oh, what, lights being cut off? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one person told me once, actually my aunt, you know, Netta B. She told me, I'm unfortunate. I mean, the electricity, yo, get cut off, just get cut the fuck off, fuck it. I'm like, shit.
Netta B.
You know how embarrassing that is? Mm-hmm. Just imagine you bring a chick home, you're like, oh, man, yo. Met this chick at the club, yo, show that. Badass, man. Badass mommy, man. Fucking half Puerto Rican, half Cuban. Badass bitch. Sexy little baby. You know what I mean? Fucking bragging and shit. You get to the crib, and she's just like, you know what I mean? I want you to go in here and pop it too low. I want you to tear my toe chop. You know what I mean? And you're like, yeah, I'm about to go the fuck in. And you open your door. And five cats run out in the dark. Five cats run out. You go, oh, shit, I forgot to tell you, I got cats. And then, right after that, you go to click the switch, and no light comes on. And it's dark as shit. If she was wet at all, she's not going to be wet anymore. Ain't no bitch I know, bad, especially a badass, Spanish broad, gonna fuck you in the dark and ain't never seen what the fuck your house look like. You could have many motherfuckers in there trying to gangbang ass. I mean, electricity is important. You don't have electricity. And get no butt.
No, not at all.
None at all. I hate motherfuckers that just sit at the fucking red light and don't turn. This ain't even New York. This is New Jersey. Come on, you can turn it as a fucking light. Oh, shit. It was cold this morning, then it fucking rained like hell. Hard as shit. And then went from that to fucking nights outside. Then the wind was blowing hard as shit. I want to give a big shout out to all the fiends out there. I just passed by three black-ass fiends. Like, this fiends is black as shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, big shout out to the fiends. I mean, yeah. If they're already hooked, what's the point of me trying to, you know, get them a hook?
Already hooked.
I mean, just fucking whoever's making money off of them, you know, make that money.
Basically.
Huh?
So basically.
Yeah. I want a big shout out to this guy that, whoever's car this is, the Land Rover. Rims is bigger than a motherfucker. I'm glad he wasn't in the car to see me looking at his car. Because that would have been real bad.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to all the big girl, the big husky. I'm talking about husky, big old, big stanking husky ass Spanish bras out there.
With the fat booty.
With the fat booty. I mean, you might have chichos in your stomach and your neck and all. I don't know, fuck. Spanish girls are the only ones that actually get away with that big girl shit. I'm talking about big, big, hefty.
Yeah, but they got the booty got to be righteous somewhat.
Yeah. can't have no dimple booty. Well, you're going to have dimple booty.
You're going to have dimple booty, but just don't have your shit looking that retarded crazy. long as it's something feasible I can grab on. I mean, of course, you're a fucking big girl, but, you know.
Uh-huh.
Have a slim girl's fat ass.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny how if you ever go to a club, once they throw those, that song.
Yo, it's funny that I ain't even cut you off, but something funny just speaking of a little Puerto Rican chick, son. I'm at the store, and I see my daughter or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck you doing in my neck of the woods? But I just turn, and I look at the female he's with. I'm like, hey, yo. So she walk in the store. She's mad short, dog. Mad short. She had to be no taller than 5-something. No taller than 5'3", dog.
Uh-huh.
Her fucking ass, her legs and her ass, dog, was just, like, ridiculous, dog. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I'm like, yo. I'm like, who that? He's like, that's just a little something or whatever. I'm like,
a little sham.
Like, a little something. Like, nigga, you frightened, nigga. Like, what's really going on with that?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know, holler. I'm like, see, you telling me to holler. I'm not even going to do that because you could be setting me up. So I'm like, oh, shorty, how old are you? That's the first and foremost. How old are you?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm 17.
How old are you?
I'm telling you, this just happened today, nigga.
All right.
So I'm like, damn. I'm like, you can't be serious, like, yeah, I'm 17. I'm like, well, when did you turn 17? Like, I wasn't going to ask her when are you going to be 18.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I asked her, like, when did you turn 17? She told me fucking in December and shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, man, I can't even do it. She was mad thick, though, so mad cute little Puerto Rican shit, mad cute.
I know, there's a lot of Spanish ones that are, well, majority of them are short.
And they're young, dog.
Yeah, well,
like
I'm
18, talking, maybe I'm talking about like 18, 19, 20.
Oh, they are extremely thick, yeah.
Yeah, maybe like, I'll be like, damn, I got this chick on my mom's speed. And it's funny because she's from out here, and I ain't never seen her. And shorty's bad. Like, I ain't never seen this chick. I'm like, yo, I'll be out here in the hood. I'm like, I'll never see you, girl. Like, I never see you. I've never seen you around anywhere. Like,
uh-huh.
What are you hiding? Like, you got to be hiding. Like, you single? She's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, you hiding because I already know. I'm like, you got a kid, though. So it's like, what's going on now? You ain't hiding too much if you put one in the air.
Uh-huh.
Little Puerto Rican smart ass. Man, listen. They need to stop playing with me and get a whirl a girl. You need to whirl one of them Puerto Rocks, Dominicans, Cubans, whatever
in you are.
Mhm. So believe me, I'm on it. I need one of y'all. Cause I done almost did everything else. The closest I came was Filipino.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, she oh man.
She's a little bad mommy too, girl. I ain't even gonna front. I'ma keep it all the way 100.
Uh-huh.
I might be digging her up a little bit too much by saying what I'm about to say. But, like,
mm-hmm.
as far as putting anything under my wing, she was the baddest shit I had under my wing.
Really?
Yeah, girl. Like, what? I don't even know how I even bagged it, my nigga. Like, you feel
mm-hmm.
me? Like, it was just on some crazy shit, dog. Because, like, I seen her, like, maybe, like,
two times. But this wasn't like no two recent times, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I seen her one time, I'm like, damn, I'm like, shorty's all right. I think I might have seen her over here in the next photo or whatever. And she's all right. So I said what up to her, and that's why I kept the movement or whatever, you know what I mean? I didn't want to make it seem like I was gonna meet. So I seen her again at this party. So I'm like, oh man, what a time to see you at a party where I can really get around you, man. So I'm chilling at the party and shit, Shirley talking. She talking to some other nigga, like, I'm like, I'm looking at son like, bro, like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, I guess I'll let him play his cards. So, bro, I guess son ain't play his cards right in the spot. So there was an opening on the block. So I'm like, let me take a walk down this block real quick. So I'm talking to him, I'm like, yeah, what's good? I'm like, man, you like this? I'm like, you like this song that's playing right now? She's like, yeah. I'm like, this is the jam or whatever. I'm like, what's this? So she's like, all right. So he just started backing it up on the kid. I'm like, oh boy, this one of those kind of. It was one of those kind of parties. You feel me? One of those gritty, motherfucking, we gonna get it in type parties. Like, know what I mean?
Yo, call the show.
What are you talking? Oh, all right.
Hold on, B. We're gonna play a quick. We're gonna play a quick song. Don't go nowhere. Don't touch that dial. Don't touch that dial. That's just funny. That was so gay. Let's see. What can I throw on for you, fucking assholes out there? I guess I'll throw this shit on. Hey, 6'1 SD, cover your ears. They hate this type of music.
Thank you.
My bad for blew your high, dog. I mean, you had to play it, man.
You ain't have to play that shit, man. What the fuck is you doing playing that bullshit?
You don't like Ready to Throw, dog?
That shit is fucking suspect. And the reason why I say it's suspect is because it's like never a different beat. It's always the same fucking shit.
It's always the same.
That's why they call it reggae tone, because reggae always has the same beat, too.
Yeah, it's true.
I understand that, but like that's why I don't like it.
I mean, I don't like
so you don't like reggae?
I don't like that.
I like reggae, but not that
reggae.
Shit.
But I don't like that reggae tone shit because it's fucking whack. And I don't like it. I don't like you even playing that shit. All right, you know my first thing with it is.
Hold on.
What?
Caller, you on the air?
Yeah, sure. This is Bubba from the Backwoods. How y'all doing this evening?
Yeah, we're doing lovely. And you and yourself?
Yeah, I'm not no nigger, but I'm doing okay.
Oh, we got a wise guy. We got a wise guy.
I didn't say what up.
I'm sitting back in the backwoods of the country talking to you all this evening.
Sipping on some corn liquor?
Hey, hold on, sweetheart. I found your teeth underneath my foot. Hold on. Let me get
where
this teeth.
That's a man. That's a dude, first of all.
Hold on. I think it was his gums. My bad.
What up, pussy? That's what I said.
Well, I couldn't hear a word of what he said. He's whispering. He's whispering like a dog.
Get that kind out your ear.
Whispering? Maybe you need to get that corn cob and that weed out your ear. Get out of hay with your cousin, and you know maybe you won't.
Right. You know he said like he just said he's sitting on his ass with his fucking fat round.
This motherfucker can't afford no bread. They got to eat mayonnaise. They put mayonnaise on the fucking back of bologna and cheese and eat it like that.
Yeah, hold on.
Hold on.
Before this dude even speaks, take the piece of wheat out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Take the piece of wheat out your mouth and put the moonshine down.
What?
Then come holler at him.
He likes to pick on people and that sort of thing, but some reason, I don't know.
I mean, you.
Are you a female or are you a male?
She doesn't know. He's confused.
Last time I checked, I had a big old penis, but it's kind of tiny. But I'm on an angite, so.
Come on, Doug. You don't got to be descriptive like that. I'm just asking because you sound like you could be a dude, but my brother was under the impression that you were a female. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, I thought you was a female.
Well, how dare you then? Stay away from that dude. I would do that real quick, like.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where you calling from, pussy?
Come on, speak up. Where you calling from?
Pussy.
If I had enough time to talk to you, I probably would put you back in.
Yeah, your metro PCS is about to die on you.
Hold on. Let him try to get his little pump going. Yeah, what'd you say, partner?
Take a breath.
See, they always pick on you. That's what they do. They pick on you the whole time because they got nothing better to do because they got low self-esteem and they got to pick on somebody else.
I'm gonna tell you where you went wrong with us. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you where you went wrong with us. When we said caller, you're on the air, and you said, "Hey, I'm not a nigger," but you know what I mean? That's when you fucked up. You fucked up right there.
Hold on, I'm not done talking yet.
Relax yourself there, Hillbilly Jim. Let me finish talking to you real quick.
That's when you threw yourself in the pit fire. When you said that,
you threw yourself in the pit fire. Now all you gotta do is throw more coal on your face and you'll be cynical.
Just to let you know something, it's 2009. When you said that, the first thing I did was laugh, right? Because we don't really take that word serious. Like, you called it that. It doesn't hurt feelings over here. It just lets us know that you're an asshole, so now we've got to...
Come on, you got to be kidding.
It just lets us know that it's time to go in now. Like, instead of saying, hey, where you from?
Hold on a minute. Give him a chance to talk. Let's see if he has indeed anything to say.
Is it really a boy, though?
How in the hell could that hurt anybody's feelings when I got three other brothers sitting next to me that are black as the Ace of Spades and don't give a shit of whether or not?
Blacker than the Ace of Spades?
Okay.
Well, this guy's a fucking asshole.
What's your point?
What's your angle? What's your motive?
My angle of my motive is to get on Angry Bastard and chat a little bit. So.
Well, yeah, you're chatting with some angry bastards.
Yeah, you're chatting with angry bastards, so it's good.
I said it again,
about?
I'm sorry.
What do you want to talk
about? Your phone and call it. What's up, where are you from?
I'm from Kentucky, and my friend is from North Carolina. He's sitting right next to me.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
His name is Tyrone Morris, and another friend of mine, his name
why
is...
Are you giving, why are you giving out
government names around here?
Because they're making black names up. That's what they're doing. They're making black names up.
You're doing
a
little extra.
You want to get on the phone and talk to these angry bastards?
Yeah, man.
Uh-huh. Hey, Huey, what up? What up, buddy?
Who the hell am I talking to out there?
This is Ty right here?
Hey, I'm from North Carolina.
What
going
part of
on
North Carolina, Joe?
This is
North
Tyrone
Carolina.
Morris.
You mad at my right way in? He said nigger, and that pissed everybody off out there.
No,
angry
no,
bastard.
It pissed nigger off. I laughed at it. That shit was funny.
We asked him, yo, what's your name? You know what I'm saying? And he...
Yo, that's
like
a yo-yo. Where you
nigger.
From? New York City? Yo-yo and all that bunch of bullshit.
You hear them, yo-yo.
It doesn't need to be asked. You
not,
hear it.
We're not trying to insult you corn-husking bastards, are we?
Oh, because you think he eats some cornbread and all that, and I'm corn-holding him and that sort of thing. Yeah, I know what you're coming from.
Yeah, you know where I'm coming from? I'm from New York City.
I'm from New York City.
Hot diggity damn.
Yeah, hot diggity damn.
How did you get wind of the show?
Beg your pardon, what you saying now? Women, you want women. I don't hear no women on your goddamn show.
I said, how did you get wind of the show?
Open your ears, you country hick fuck.
Oh, egg fuck. I see what he's coming from now. Egg fuck. A yolk motherfucker is what he's talking about. Yeah.
All right. See, you know what? I heard it just now. You're not from Kentucky. You're not from North Carolina. Your boy's a pussy. Y'all both faggots. So I'll tell you what. This is how we're going to deal with you. Because you're obviously an imposter trying to be someone else. So even though this is fun and all of that, this is probably one of GQ's white friends trying to call in.
I don't even know this guy.
Trying to boost the ratings. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take your mom. I'm going to bust over the head with a back.
Just
go. I do not know this dude.
It's time to finish him. You don't told nigga to fake child with this man now.
Well, tell her to roll over, and I'll get her in the ass while you're doing her.
Oh, we got a gay farmer.
Exactly
what's going on?
That's exactly how you clowns get down out there, huh?
It is. You know it
we got,
is.
We got fucking farmer Cotton Eye Joe over there.
Cotton Eye
Joe. Get it up.
Cotton Swab Willie over here. What the fuck is he doing?
Cotton Swab Willie.
Put the glass one down. You'll be all right.
Put the pig titty down. I thought that was a milk.
So muddy. How did you damn up? I got another friend of mine that's going to talk to you tonight.
Yeah, go get your damn guns. Go get your damn guns.
More of nothing to say. More
of
nothing to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, more of nothing, man.
You know, you only nigger around here. You only nigger up on the rise.
I'm sorry about that. What'd you say? Could you write that on the chalkboard? I'm sorry.
I said, you're the only nigger on the rise. Hey, boy, go get the damn guns. We're going to shoot ourselves a nigger.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I'll tell you, that's not exactly how it goes around here.
How does it go around there, basically?
It goes around and around, but not that kind of awful shit you all are talking about.
It's only movies.
That's inhumane, the way you're talking.
Is it really?
You've never wanted to hang a black, quote-unquote, nigger?
When I came on the Red Diddy-O show, I was thinking the whole time, everybody's calling everybody nigger, and that's not really proper. Unless you are a nigger,
then
that gets people pissed off.
Actually, when you first came on the show, we said, how you doing? Who's calling you on the air, whatever the case is. And then I said to you, what's up, pussy? Then you said, well, I'm not a nigger, but so actually you're the first one who brought up the term nigger. We don't have to talk about it, but now
well, you brought up the term
it.
Pussy, didn't you, when you talked about
it? Pussy is something that you get.
Basically. basically. And what does that have to do with...
And I have a nigger wanting to get my pussy. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You are a woman. Right, you
so
are
so
a woman.
Boy, so you have a boy pussy.
See?
Is that your
that's
key?
Awful.
That motherfucker swinging.
Unless you're talking about the pussy, that's your heart. I don't know. What are you talking about?
Right.
Pussy. I don't have no pussy in my heart. My heart might be...
I mean, I'm just saying, you might have a tiny heart.
Right.
So it might be pussy, you know what I'm saying? You understand?
Yes, I can understand where you're coming from, Mike.
Okay.
Child
all right,
little
so,
filler.
All right, so what are you saying right now? Like, what do you want to talk about? Is there a point to your call, or you just want to...
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the punchline, basically.
I'm not, I got no punchline. You guys all asked me to come on to the Red Didio show, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Who asked you?
Exactly.
Yes, this fella who has this show, he asked me to come on to Red Didio.
Now there's the punchline.
Okay, that's the punchline, exactly. When did he speak to you? What do you
he
know
emailed
from?
Me. I'm on BRT, and he said, come on on to my Red
exactly
Didio.
Exactly my point. I do not know who this person is.
Okay. All right. You on Blog Talk Radio also?
Oh, yes, sir. I certainly am.
What's the name of your show?
My show is called, I shouldn't say
it. Yeah, exactly. What's the name of
your
show?
The Fine Line. That's what it's called, so.
What is it?
Fine Line between what?
It's called The Fine Line.
Nope. Between milk and a cow and egg and chicken?
Sure.
No, I don't do that. I'll milk the cow, but she's got to be female. So.
Yeah, I know. You milk the cow and drink it right from the nipple, right? You don't even milk it. You suck it right from the nipple, don't you? Keep it right.
I'll suck her any which way I got to go.
Look,
but,
I told you. Suck it right from the nitty nip.
That sweet milk.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you very much.
Cambodian breast milk.
You watch too much television out there with that deliverance and that sort of thing out there.
Excuse me? We never saw that movie. Sorry.
it must be a hick thing.
Yeah, it must be.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
All right.
It must be.
When is the next airing of your show?
It's on at 8 o'clock.
It's on at 8 o'clock?
Yeah. All
right. In Kentucky, right?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Come on, dog, you heard him. Yeah, turn your hearing aid up.
Yeah, you're doing a bit much.
You're
starting
you're
to get
doing
a little
extra
much.
Right now. You're lucky I'm not on the switchboards, Poobs. Otherwise, you'll be terminated here.
I'll be terminated.
But, you know, that'd be a saving glory, a present of God.
Yeah, I know, because you have no angle now. Now that I found out your punchline, it was kind of weak now. And, like, now your ploy is actually, you know.
Hey, I got a question out there, sweetheart, Twitch. Fucking
oh,
babe, gorgeous.
Yes, go ahead, and now you're shouting money loud, you know.
Hold on. Out there in Hicksville, you know where you live at, because I've never been out in that type of environment. And like, do y'all have other clothes to wear? Like, do y'all just wear one outfit?
Oh no, we have to wear one outfit, and then sometimes when Sunday comes around and rain comes, we wash it off. So.
So wait a minute, do y'all have closets?
Oh no, we don't even know what the hell that's called. That perhaps
oh yeah?
Fit into you.
Yes. Well, how about this? When you get a closet, hang this up. Stupid.
I only have one thing to say to that, man.
That was funny.
Only one thing to say. Sabatka. That's all I
got to
say, man.
Yeah, about that time.
Nah, you're not. It's an inside joke, fam. Sure, it's an inside joke.
Inside joke.
Only for people with live TV.
It's about
mm-hmm. It's about
all right, we're going to see what's going on.
Oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, hit us up. Fucking 914-338-1782. Take a shout-out, dedications, and requests until 8 o'clock in the p.m. You got pretty much 15 minutes left remaining, unless these fellas out here want to do an extra hour. You know me, I got a fucking boo love.
Bob? Let me tell you something, Bob. It's after 7 right now, and My nights and weekends don't end till 7 o'clock Monday morning, bro.
Word.
So.
I bet. So I'll schedule it for an extra hour.
You might as well, because, you know. If
it's starting to get scary. Hold on.
Either that or I'm going to, you know, chin check your mom. I was playing Assassin's Creed for like 6 hours.
Oh, Assassin Kobe about to get into it.
Going in on that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Assassin Kobe about to get in. Let's go.
Crazy. You hear what I'm saying? Like, it's mad. It's really, it's kind of involved. Like, you got to do mad things, but it's cool. It's kind of cool to take a break from, you know, Call of Duty, just basically shooting niggas, because that's all it is. Either Call of Duty is
All it is turning around, getting dizzy, and shooting niggas.
Right, it's kill or be killed.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I mean? This Virginia bitch keeps calling me. I don't want to talk to her right now, so I'm going to slide that to the back, you know,
mm-hmm.
for that. So, that's that, man. Give me a bowl of Quaker, Quaker Squares.
I'm going to give out a big shout-out to the dirty Puerto Ricans that walk around barefooted.
You don't know who that dude was just now?
Nah, I did not know who the hell that was.
You sure you didn't email anybody and tell them to invite them to the show?
I mean,
uh-huh.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I mean, for real. Fuck, what kind of gay shit is that? Yo, dog, check the show out. Email me. I told motherfuckers out in the street, and they added us on MySpace, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I have, like, this little message that I got on top of on our MySpace page. So if anything, it's probably a friend that looked at my status. My status reads, My status reads GQ Angry Bastard Radio Latin Fever Friday. Call up and rep your race.
Mm-hmm.
We are live tonight from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time has a number, and the my mood is adobo. So
let me ask you, adobo. Let me ask
you, sofrito.
If it's Latin Fever Friday, why do you care about repping your race? Why does it have to be Latin Fever Friday? Why can't it be like Race Friday?
No, because it's that extra piece right there, call up Rev Your Race, is up there every day. So on a regular Monday, if you thought
it was gonna attract women.
Uh-huh. No. I'm talking about it doesn't have to just attract women. It attracts whomever. If it was just women, I would have been like, call up and rep your race, ladies.
I mean, it doesn't matter because. It's not about
nigga
that.
You were trying to attract women.
First of all, you said that's up there every day, that corporate up there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's got nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
About Latin Fever Friday. Like, you want, like, Hispanic men to call up? Yeah, it was popping Hispanic. Come on, fam. You sound ridiculous, son.
Okay, all right. Now, once you're done talking, because, you know, you sound like a fucking fetus. So once you're done talking, I'm going to mute you, all right? Because stupid motherfuckers get muted, all right? I don't do a radio show. I'm going to school y'all niggas real quick, because you niggas is fucking idiots. I don't do a radio show to pick up women. If that's what y'all here for, y'all niggas is just fucking bounce. This is a real deal. This ain't let's make a radio show. Get all the women out there. Hey, it's Spanish Friday. Let's get all the Spanish women. No. If a guy calls up and he wants to rep his race, damn it, call up and rep your race. If a female calls up, same, vice versa, it doesn't matter. It's rep your race, whether you're male or female. We have both male and female on the show. I'm not going to, once a guy calls up, yo, I want to rep my race. All right, get out of here. I'm only women only. That shit is fucking stupid. So do me a favor. Clear your fucking heads and realize that this isn't bullshit. Y'all only think it's fucking fun and games. This shit is real deal. It's for everybody. It's not just for females. Silly motherfucker. Maybe on y'all watch y'all do that shit, but my shit is for everybody.
I'm
talking to that dick face.
Okay, because it's not here, y'all. I keep hearing y'all every time you talk, and I'm like, who is he talking to? Like, is he talking to both of us, or is he talking to the person that actually made the
comment? I'm talking to the main one, the main person.
Oh,
the one with that fucking silly ass comment.
He sounds like a female.
Come on, dog. How about this? How about next time a female calls up, you don't poop on them to the point where now they don't want to call the show because they think that you're so disrespectful. How about that one?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the chat line.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the chat line.
You do realize that you, excuse me. You do realize that you turn away women when you come at callers. Now, if we're on the chat line, it's a different story. But if you if a caller calls up, yo, what's up, how you doing, yada, yada, and you just, yo, man, let me put this and this and that, it turns people away. And people that are listening to that, damn, this is how he treats his callers. Mm-hmm. They get a negative vibe.
This thing is stupid.
I mean, mm-hmm. And you feel to realize that.
Radio. Angry Bastard Radio, period, point blank.
It doesn't matter. Angry Bastard Radio is so Star Buck Wild. Star Buck Wild, both assholes. But did they, every caller they got just crap on them? No. You fail to realize that, yeah, it's Angry Bastard Radio, but it don't mean, oh, it's Angry Bastard Radio. We're going to disrespect every single chick that comes up here, and we're going to crap on everybody and watch the answer the phone. Yo, you're just, because you're not going to get nowhere like that. Oh, those niggas is too angry. That's what they're going to say. And you fail to realize that. Yeah, it's Angry Bastard Radio over there. You have to be, you know, very angry to the point where you no one wants to listen to you. Some people like that. I like that. If I was in this show, I'm like, yo, them niggas is funny. But then a lot of people are like, yo, okay, I can understand Angry Bastard Radio, but really, you dissing this and you dissing that and give them some time. We just went on this caller because they came out with the N-word.
Exactly. Did you see what you just said?
So when they came out with that.
When niggas come out of their mouth, that's when they get checked around.
Yeah, then you go in.
That's how I handle it.
Nigga, that's what I'm saying. I know. But it's like 6'4", and he talks to like a chick, like this one job called up, and I heard the show, and I thought it was funny. But then Shorty told me, I'm never calling the show again. Like, she sent me a message, I'm never calling the show again. Your brother's an a-hole and this and that. I'm like, what happened? I listened to the show, and 6'4", yo, what's up? I'm saying, something about it is private or something like that, and she wasn't with it. She came at him, and then he, oh, well, suck my dick, or whatever. Then hangs up, and then copies her number now and calls her. I'm like, come on, you can't do that. It's amazing. And I was going to eat it, because I'm like, well, whatever.
That's what it is.
I mean, it's like,
I come from that, you know what I'm saying? But I have more knowledge of myself, and I already know other people and how they get down. And that's fine, because I don't need to prove anything. I don't need to yell. I don't need to play music on the phone like this is the chat line. But if there was a new caller, you best believe that they would be online. And the only power here is in the switchboard. And if the switchboard's power is to hang up on new callers, then you know what? Why have a radio show? What I'm going to do is I'm going to fall back and let the anger come out, because when you give people the truth about themselves, it tends to stir up some angst.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is, because I can appreciate that. Okay? But I would never continue. I would never stop being disrespectful to anyone. Not anybody will ever stop me from being disrespectful. And you know what? I am an integral part of this show, and I will always be an integral part of the show. Just like my two, three other brothers. All right? We had people that came and went. Came and went, and we're still here.
I mean, some more than others.
Some more than others, but you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah, I know.
It is what it is. Like, still, like, we have the three wise men. Like, it's what it is. People can do what they can do. When E was working at night, you know what I'm saying? That's what we took him on. Let's put it on the table. When he was working at night, he was still with us, you know, getting his Spanish food, playing. Who's in the background playing that Spanish? That was him, still trying to be a part of the show. You know what I'm saying? He's upstairs sleeping now because he's working all day, but it is what it is. He's still here. We got people that came and went. We're still here. And like
certain people that hire certain people.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. I'm just going to leave it at that and hope that the truth will set you free. Now I gotta send a text real quick, so I'm just gonna let that silence marinate.
Send your fucking text, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Latin Fever Friday.
Everybody.
Follow the rest of your race.
We black out here, but we got that Latin Fever fire, nigga.
Man, nigga. Call them rep your race, male or female. We're not sexist here. At least I'm not.
Y'all niggas burn on that like tar sticks, man. Easy.
Uh-huh.
Shit felt good.
Pause.
Yeah, pause. Of course.
Anyway, fuck is my lighter, man. Y'all niggas. I done rolled a whole fucking blunt by the time y'all niggas finished talking.
Oh, man.
We'll give you plenty of time to do that. Thank you, sir.
Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 9 o'clock in the p.m. Fuck this shit out.
Yo, son. I got a, yo, 6'4", I got a fucking, I got one of these assholes in Outlast. I got a funny one, though. He's a funny
what?
One. You ever played with some dude named Narf?
N-A-R-F?
Nah, K. K-N-A-R.
Narf? Nah.
Yeah, this nigga, he's kind of funny, but his awesome was not, you know, it's not up to par, really.
I don't mean to cut y'all niggas off.
Oh my fucking goodness.
Oh! Don't be an asshole, man.
I'm always an asshole.
Yeah, of course. Angry bastard.
Especially when you play shit like this.
Oh, yeah?
You don't gotta be an asshole. That's my trademark. When you play bullshit, that's my trademark. When you play bullshit, I say, no, boo.
The most beautiful girl. Easy. Nothing feels better than the love you supply. Couldn't make a better chick to dance me and weird science. She love me even though I'm fat. I ran to trap. My pants are sag. You see my crack. Now that's Joey from the plot. The only one I got.
Oh.
Single no more or less. You hold the number one spot. Even when I'm down, you make me feel on top. The side of car got the bow tie. House got the yacht. When I see that you and saw you sit by my side. That's why I went from 3 to 1 like I made
we
five.
We need one. We all need somebody to want now. We all need somebody to ride or die.
Spend the rest of our lives, what's it gonna be? I remember when you first moved in with me, and your moms and your pops didn't even wanna speak. I told you it'd be okay. Put my life on the line, on the grind at the streets all day. Used to sing that, and the deeds would chase. Hopping over them gates, I could see your face. More reason to get away, to set, get running. Tuck my kids to sleep, tell them daddy coming, and I'm gonna get you out of them jacks. Nothing but the best, baby girl, and that's the sad of respect.
We all need one. We all need somebody to hold us down.
Like the one I got. Take the work from the crib on down the spot. I mean, shy, holler when she walked in the block. But she only loved me, man, you ain't got a shot. And it's nothing like the love we share. Even when you're gone, baby girl, it's like you're still right here. One sun, one moon, you're my one boo. I can count on you, you always come
we
through.
We all need one. We all need somebody to hold us down.
They got that ride or die. That one and only single, no more or less. You feel me? No paper. Locked down. She gon' hold you down. Yeah. That's why we need that one. Cut her. Love of my life, your eyes like mine, your nose like mine, your walk and talk like me, that's why you the one.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
Come on, man. Cause you cut it.
Come on, man.
Cut that bullshit.
Don't talk tough talk unless you walk the walk. We grimy, we dirty.
Oh, you got the curses, neighbor? Oh, no.
Now I can't play sax or pull a rabbit out of hat, but I got back and blow your blood out your back. Take that. I show you rules how to rap. I'm a snowy white. I told 50 I was gonna take it to the top. Get close and get popped like hot, baking out the pot. And my goons are loony to strip you naked on the spot. Ain't nobody scared in South Jamaica but the cops. And speaking of cops, you better stop squealing. If I get knocked, I'll lay bread on your head by the million. Call up the Ladins, have them Taliban be in the building. Don't talk tough talk unless you walk the walk. We grimy, we dirty. Up, let's go around here. They don't care about cold. You take a pack and bring it back. Don't come off the shore. Cause any day can be your day. So don't play. Yeah, you got the day. Fame got that cage. Yeah, get the fuck out the way. And pray. MG unit boys don't play. I roll up cause it's a hold up. Ain't nothing funny. Stop smiling and be the reason at the crime palin'. Don't complain and die over a chain. Bang, bang, gang, green neighborhood gang. You know me. Slippers and baggy sweats. I throw a bitch out the crib like Jazzy Jeff. All the haters sideline and then they matty next. Cause I got the bunnies with the fatties, yes. I ride thumping, talking, stunting. It'll be repeated dumping if my finger push the button. Just for bluffing, hit for nothing. You can bust them, it don't matter, the vehicle's coming. Don't talk tough talk unless you walk the walk. We grindy, we dirty. We up, let's go around here. They don't care about cold. You take a pack and bring it back. Don't come off the show. Cause any day can be your day. So don't play. Hey, you got the yay, fame got that. Hey, yeah, get the fuck out the way. And pray. MG unit boys don't play.
You know, while your mother's cooking the macaroni today, I figure I'd sit down and talk to you since you're old enough. You know, it's time that you really realize what this family's all about. Because about this time is when you're going to be able to join in and earn some real money and real cash. But before you do that, I want to teach you a little bit about loyalty. The main name of this game is respect and loyalty. Family is a big thing. When we do this kind of business, everything is with respect. And when a family member gets out of line and another family don't like it, one thing leads into another, and the next thing you know, you're gone. And then you're just a memory of me. My heart's broke then. But you gotta remember, there's always family and loyalty. Loyalty is the main thing. Obviously, you know I don't make my money. I don't make all my cash from going to work every day. All these construction jobs we do and sanitation and private stuff is all from earning money through the family. And since you're of age now, I think it's time that I taught you what coming into the family and respect is all about. So the first thing you gotta learn is the name respect. That means you don't cross nobody, you don't go over the line. Once you go over that line, there's no coming back, whether you're a member of a family or not. That's when people get whacked, and we don't want nobody whacked in our family. So I gotta teach you the proper way of respect. When you're earning money, everybody earns. Everybody eats bread. It's all about cash money. That's what it's all about, making the money. So the first thing of business is this. You remember your name, you don't forget your roots. You never ever disrespect anyone that's above you. Especially your capo, especially the big time guys. Those are the guys you listen to. You never ever disrespect anyone unless you're told to. Unless you...
Latin Fever Friday is officially over. That was the 7 to 8 edition. Now is the dark hour. From 8 to 9 p.m. I'll be live on the switchboard, so if you call up, I'll answer you. And I'll send one of these fine angry gentlemen a text message. Or just out of nowhere, just say, hey. And one of them will answer. Hit my 914-338-1782, 64SD. Hold the fuck down like they do. I'm over cursing like my mom's not even here. It's a damn shame. Got 55 minutes left. No telling what happens on this show. Anything and everything can happen. As I was just told, it's Angry Bastard Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio.
And it's dark as hell outside.
Yo.
So if you're walking alone.
Yo.
If you're calling alone. If you live alone.
Yo.
Especially if your electricity is off. It's gonna be a problem. There y'all go, nigga.
Yo. Yo. What the fuck is going on? Puffing on the trom. Getting real high, then I'm throwing on the bomb. Setting up the detonator, hitting at your face. Niggas don't stop hitting at the whoa. Chill, dog. It's all in the mind. It's all in the grind. Trying to get this paper to the soul in the... Oh, my God. That beat is right. That's that shit right there.
Oh, and I heard that track, that shit that you laid. That shit was,
Shit is kind of bananas. Bananas and mangoes. Take three to tango. That's AB. Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Got the shady flow. But I'm not the aftermath boss.
No.
I passed that toss like it's Cassius gave it.
Mm-hmm.
The cash and save it. I'm trying to
mm-hmm.
get money on this cash and save it. Get
mm-hmm.
all that shit that you talk and save it. I don't want to hear about your face and place it
mm-hmm.
with some other shit that you keep talking. Push ups
mm-hmm.
on the floor, nigga, where I'm where walking.
Mm-hmm.
Chatting is the borough that I'm on, kid.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get it on, kid? Better chill. I'm in the motherfucking spot. Chilling, blowing pot. Like a white boy would do. Understand? Void your crew, never, cause I could walk wherever I want. And we do
mm-hmm.
that shit, nigga, puffin' a blunt.
Mm-hmm.
Chillin' on your block, nigga, with a bottle. Hit your
mm-hmm.
bitch in the face, dog, it's the motto. It's
hit
my motto.
Like hit the lotto.
Uh-huh. I'll be going
mm-hmm.
in on the low, you gotta listen to the words.
Mm-hmm.
Moving swiftly on these birds.
Birds.
And I don't give
mm-hmm.
a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Hit the corner.
Hit you
till
you throw up.
He don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. It don't matter. Either way, I'll positive get fatter.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, she's a Mad Hatter. I start
mm-hmm.
with the condom and then I go faster. Nah, I keep the condom on because I don't want to have no kids the morning after. Or even the month after.
You said the morning after.
The morning after. It doesn't matter. The girl can run faster. Even though she's a fat bastard.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is I had the girl in the suplex move and then I threw it in the crowd and somebody snatched her up. And then I crashed her up. And then I ran like 30 miles an hour. And then I took a shower because the girl had me smelling like I had a ton of powder on my butt. But I didn't. So
oh.
I slapped her in the face, kept moving. And then your daughter came and she said, listen, when you gonna ruin my pussy? I said, I can't do it. I said,
let's
keep
go, Rafer. Her money. Ooh, that shit went in and out.
I said, it don't matter. I had to get with your sister because she was a tad fatter.
Good pass.
Her coochie was looking like...
We out of here.
Fried chicken... And macaroni and cheese in a biscuit platter. So I had to go in like I was a soldier or like Rambo, the third edition. I didn't see it in the movie, I saw it on the DVD. My boy gave it to me and I said, yo, let me see what it's about. It's the same thing as Rambo 1 and Rambo 2. Why I see the Fast and the Furious? Because it took out the two does.
the sweeping hook.
Fast and furious. I give your girl a left hook.
Damn, this thing do not stop. 1,000 bars.
With my textbook. Kick her in the chest, look. She's breathing, trying to wheeze, but she can't do it because I made her knees freeze. And she hit him so fast, I thought she was gonna die, have an asthma attack, but she didn't. She just crashed like 30 glasses. I make her hit the floor.
Ah, fuck it.
Like a wet mop. The girls just slept, stopped, and I had it going in on my whole team. And they went home running. I had like 1,000 RBIs. And the girl thought she could run, but she couldn't hide.
Wrong.
Like, she was fat.
Let's go, Skippy.
I punched two bags.
Money bags. Let's go, Skip.
Kicked in.
Raper.
Started winning, started running.
That's Raper.
Like a fat girl on a small bike. Or like 1,000,000 clowns in one car. She tried to get fucked, but she couldn't. I'm off the host queue. I don't know why. But it is.
He's going for 1,000,000 bars, ladies and gentlemen.
I bet you that he's jonesing on the next one with his bitch. But it don't matter to me, because I never snitch. I just fall back and let the shit play out. Let it pan out. Because they can't stand when I stand out. I leave the man out. I put my little man out and give it to your good daughter or your girl or your little cousin. Females, I leave lee nails all over the place, even if they got just pinky fingers.
Oh, easy. Rachel about to fix this nigga.
And I go in, and I never come back out.
Hold that.
He just has this plan, ciphering back and forth, but it doesn't matter. I guess he got cancer and left, but that's his problem, because I left a dent in it. Like I left a dent in his mom's chin.
Ooh, good shot, Z.
Boston Celtics. I melted. Where's that? And the team popped out like midgets trying to roll rap. He's got 1,000,000 instrumentals. He needs to go see the dental. I mean the dentist. I meant this when I said it. But if I didn't say it, then you probably should have checked it. If you didn't check it, I'll give the girl a smack on the butt and the record. The mom, cause niggas is more sensitive when we talk about their moms, and niggas get mad when they talk about their moms, and niggas wanna fight when you talk about their moms, and niggas get when they talk about their mom, so it don't matter. I tell you what, I talk about your little sister, cause she's a sad fatter, cause she's a black bastard. No, I'm the black bastard. She's a fat catter. I stuck the catheter in between the mouth and the pit. Need to suck her own breath. I'm a grown man. She's a hoe. Even though she left herself on her nipples, both chests. They're not cities till they come out the bra strap. This is the raw rap. Kinda like the raw guts that are big out. Bitches want to play games. That's the new thing.
AB backs the radio, pussies.
AB radio. He ran away and he's playing the instrumentals. Because he's jonesing on the phone with his bitch. Saying it's not about women. Sounds like a snitch.
I'm sorry.
Why else would you put that shit on there? Talking about rep your race. If you don't care. But you don't care. So you're alone here. I'm on the throne there. And he's drinking soda and breathing heavy. Patting his cats real heavily. I think it's sexually.
He's trying to go in on you.
You might want to check the brother next to me. Because he got a disaster recipe for how to be a polygamist. No, I'm sorry. That's when you have like 8 to 10 wives. And you just can't miss, because no matter where you put your dick out, there's a bitch there. I split hairs like a razor.
alopecia. He's playing more instrumentals because he got silent. This is what happens when the truth comes out. He wanted to get violent. So at least he's gathered on level 9. And not level 50. His raps are kind of, I'm not going to say nifty, but I couldn't find nothing else to rhyme with it. So I'm going to use alcohol and wipe the grease off my stove. Land Fever Fridays. Another hour of this bullshit. I don't know if I can do it. Because I don't want to keep rapping. What is he doing? I mean, I'm left with no choice. He's left with no voice. Just instrumentals. I'ma punch him in his dental. Why tell me to call the show if you're not gonna do anything but play the instrumentals? I don't understand. It's supposed to be a one-man band, three-man band. But instead, we're like lost in the sand or in the desert. Makes you want to get a desert or 10-14, shoot his chin off, and then take over the show with my team. Like, you don't want to be a part of it. I need a part to fix this broken bastard. His jaw is going to get wired like a pacifist.
Oh, LeBron is tight. He's about to go bananas.
He's going to make me turn on the game. I didn't want to watch it. I wanted to do the show, give him my undivided attention. But I guess I can't do that.
He's about to go stupid. I seen a look in his eyes. Oh, cross, Mo. Put that nigga on his ass.
He's giving us a play-by-play every time.
It's about to get different out there.
I got to watch the game with him. I don't want
to
watch the game with him.
Different. I don't know. I'm watching.
The rhythm.
You ain't got him. I'm watching that shit.
Talking every play like niggas never seen a layup. I get paid up. But it ain't nothing. Because that's what it is. Just might as well call the cheers and go in. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to disrespect the show and call the cheers and just let niggas go on with their own shit. Until niggas hang up. It doesn't matter. Because they don't own shit. I'm on my own shit. Niggas on some clone shit. Niggas need to stop picking bone shit. Niggas need to stop playing instrumentals in my ear. Because this ain't home shit. He stopped with the play-by-play. Now I'm tight. Because I wanted to know who's winning.
Bro, Turk.
Game tonight. There. Dirk and Whiskey's playing, made a shot. And I just call it. Like what it is.
Dirk and Whiskey.
Just call the chiz. What's the biz?
Bang, bang.
Can't call it.
Oh,
he's still here. I don't know. Where's his underwear? I guess on his butt. But if it's not on his butt, I don't care about that because why would I care about what's on another man's butt? Unless it's my slut. But I don't got a slut, so I guess I shouldn't care about what's on another man's butt. Let's keep it simple. I like her butt dimples. So I think I'm going to pinch him. And maybe we can use the other dimples. So we'll see. What's on channel 28? And if not, let's see what's on channel 53. Let's see, Weston Varajao. Brown is walking off, sweaty and shiny. He's looking like honey. He's sweating like a bastard. Oh, I'll take that. Dwight Howard with the leaning. He looks like he means it. Rashad Lewis with the little inside two. This kid with the reverse. I try to rehearse, but I can't, so I just spit it up the top of the dome.
Oh, Bird vs. Magic. I ain't never seen that. 1979.
Now he's watching Bird vs. Magic. So let's see if I can hack it with this bastard. He stopped playing instrumental, so now it's just static. The fuck is going on? I'm watching the Yankees on channel 53, and I can't stand it. So I'm going to switch it back. I'm going to press the last button on my remote control and see if I can hit the track. NBA basketball. See what's on channel 3. Not a damn thing. Catch me if you can. Don't want to watch that. I'd rather watch Hot Tracks because they had all the movies, just the videos from the 80s. When my mom's had the hatchback. The Pacer, you remember it was brown, the same color as this shit.
Oh, you ready, motherfucker?
Dude,
that's cheating. I'm in this motherfucking booth, and I'm saying I'm gonna live, motherfucker rap. How the fuck can I live, motherfucker rap, if I can't even hear my motherfucker shit? This
playing,
shit don't make no
motherfucking
sense. I can't even
believe
this
motherfucking
shit. How can I, me, a nigga like me, be in the motherfucking booth and can't even live my motherfucking rap? Now put my motherfucking mic on, nigga. This is DJ Ferro right here, man. Hey, battle I've been in was over before it started. They garbage, and I'm way better than other artists. You know I blaze haze, my piss is exalted. Yeah, I remain sick, the same shit, different talk. I was born to shine, I'm on my grind 7 days a week. I rhyme six, spit A's to beats. I was raised in the street, I ain't never been afraid of beasts. I reach, leave you laid in the grave, deceased. I blaze the peace, desert eagle, raise the beast. Spit your head to the Caucasian meat. When I remove your ceiling, you lose the feeling in your legs to beat. Life to gamble, but it's ways to cheat. I got ways to eat, man, my block got that haze for cheap. In that white coat, like we soak K's in bleach. I ain't afraid of police, they don't search for me. I ain't a drug dealer, drug dealers work for me. You can't purchase a key or get no purse from me. My hands clean, man, my team, they do dirt for me. All it takes is a next cell chirp for me. My casework is put in work for me. And if it's beef, they'll put you under 6 feet of dirt for me. It's dirt cheap, but it's worth the fee. Matter of fact, yeah, grab a gas, take you off the earth for free. Matter of fact, you get murked for free. I'm so real, and the flow's so ill, get a nurse for me. You need medical care just to hear a verse from me. And the last best of cash was the worst of me. The best is yet to come, cause I just begun. I'm a trendsetter better than the best of them. If you care less about the rest of them, I'm conceited with mine. Since a youngin' I was eager to shine, but needed some time. And now I'm off the meter with mine, for real though. I dish y'all law and still know. It's y'all law and law. I don't read the Quran, I get heated sometimes. Cause the grind is frustrating. It takes too much patience, I'm doing too much waiting. And the cats that me on be doing too much hating. And they rap, they be drawing and doing too much faking. Acting like they clap, they gap, but bust Nathan. They frail, I give them a shell like crustaceans. Crab ass rappers on the road, homo. Fag ass rappers, they cat ass rappers. Trash ass rappers, they drop mad garbage. My boss hot like Papa Bear Paws. Not compare artists to me, I'm much nicer. Plus, I don't just write hits, I crush cyphers. That's why the wannabes wanna be just like us.
Like
they just emulating, them niggas is imitations. Yo, I got a whole new flow that I've been creating. That's what I'm making. With the pen, I've been innovating. And I'm intimidating, put fear in your heart. Nighttime, I shine like I'm scared of the dark. If I'm in it, they ain't rented, I drove it, I got it. I got it popping on the block cause I sold a narcotic. And my ice like blue, like frozen hypnotic. But try to fill it in a stiller, put holes in your noggin. I be sipping on the liquor, I roll it exotic. Marijuana with the palm, I be holding my private. Yeah, I keep my palm on my penis cause my rhymes are the meanest. I got the mind of a genius. I got hot punchlines that remind you of Phoenix. I sun niggas like they came out of my penis. My bars out this world like I'm rhyming on Venus. So rhymes spell a line every time that they seen us. I clap heat my rap sheet far from the cleanest. Fuck all the judges signing subpoenas. The prosecution had me sick in the cell like I was anemic. I was eating, throwing up, but I
ain't bulimic. Them guys know that they gon' die if they seen it, so they better tell a lie to homicide, and I mean it. Better make up a lie so homicide will believe it. Or your obituary, I'll be dying to read it, believe it. How about that? You caught in the mousetrap. You rat, then you pussy, and I'm pushing yourself back. You squillin' in the skillet, get put where your mouth at. We beefin' like Outback, then I'ma pull out gats and push yourself back, nigga. Hey, battle, I've been in, was over before it started. They garbage, and I'm way better than other artists. You know I blaze haze, my piff is exalted. Yeah, I remain sick, the same shit, different colors. Yeah, the hustler home, the hustler back in action, man. I've been in the booth lately, and I'm cooking up that crack. My album will be in stores real soon, so I need y'all to grab that. I appreciate it. Larceny is the family. I'm still full surface. Rough Rider's still a family. Real Ill Records. Swiss Beats, what up? Neo, what up? Ah, Shiz.
Angel,
what up? ST, what up? Trevor, what up? Spit, what up? Nico, what up? This is DJ Thorough right here, man. He been holding me down since day one, man. That's my nigga. You might see him on the road with me. You might see him on a CD cover with me. Or you might see me over your chick house, and he might be there with me. We might be gangbanging out or something like that, you dig? That's how it's going down, man. The hustler home. I might sound a little cocky and conceited, but I am. Fuck it. Take it how it is, man. You already know. It's going down, man. Scream at me. Easy. Oh. And you know I got my two-step and my drink. I got my drink. I got my two-step. I got my two-step. I got my drink. I had to go in the club with it this time around, man. But I got a story to tell. Yeah. And it's far from fictitious. Scream at me. Nigga. Easy.
Oh, let's go. This nigga trying to shit me, bro.
Got you, LeBron.
Now it's time to take it back to the flow. And I'm going to hit the back of the nose. In the back of, in the back of the rose. I'm going to smack a girl on the back of a rose. A fat rose in the back of a neck. I need some hot dog rolls. Skippy's carrying the rock. But he just laid him with the left. Nigga, where's the lockdown? It ain't nowhere. He's scared because the Oscar's got him locked down there. Running back down with the left sleeve. It's just for fashion. Niggas getting mad. LeBron, step your ass in. Fuck is wrong with you? That's not outside of your range, punk. Rashad Lewis, looks good to me. I think we can do this. Watching the game in the first quarter was the point. But we watching it because there's nothing else on this joint. Fuck it. Oh, with the spin, Mo Williams. No reverse. Give it to Baz out so he can sell. Oh, now he dropped it. It's like I dropped a girl on the floor like a pound of hot mustard. Gonna slap the butt again. I'm good at slapping butts, Rashad. Let's see if we can hit it again. No. It's a little short. Like your girl. I like your paychecks. Or like my patience. Let's see Rail Gel. Shout out of his range. He's gonna back him down. See if he can hit that. No good. It's short again. I like your dad. I like your attention span. Somebody let me know what's going on out here. I like a million stairs. He's not going to shoot him a shot again. He hits it. Right now, he's 2-for-3, as far as I've been watching. Matter of fact, it's not Rashad. That's me. Never heard of you. You're short like the bench or like the mom of Hito Turkoglu. Hey, somebody let me know what's cracking. I don't know what's cracking, but I know what's... No more instrumentals. I guess he's taking the shit. Or he went to get his, check his dentals, or check his mentals, because I think they're a little off. Like half the lights in my room. Oh, kid keeps disappearing. What kind of commercial is this? Don't know what's happening. Oh!
Face shot.
Spaghetti Jimmy wins again. Mom looking like she could get it in the face again. I don't want to put that on my credit card looking real stupid.
And I had to look. With the empty bag from the cleaners. We love our customers, but we give them nothing but hangers and hold us crispy dollar. How many dollars you got? He had about $5. He could have done something with it, but he didn't. So watch Paul cross him. No cross. Just, oh, cross me. Watch out. Parker hit the floor early, and I bet you he scored. Look. Oh, it was sexy. But he'll never do that again. He's on his neck. Somebody let me know, looking like fucking, what's this kid's name? But did they win that game? Who knows? He's making it real hype. Listen, let's not break it down into one little part of the night.
Up the game, mistreating, ass kissing and dick eating for sick reasons. Lord knows what homie do if I pass him the nine. A one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. If you're a beast, I'm a creature. For my first feature, niggas know I play with them keys like Alicia. Give me the money, fuck the starter. Cause another problem, rock anything out of Gucci. Rubber bottom, yeah, the hood crazy. My man died, but his brother shot him. Mom's was right there, the blue magic had a nodding. I beg your pardon. Me, I'm a flower in the attic. Niggas is flowers in the garden. Y'all drink yak, also pop up. Catch me in a hot tub. Member of the Vertical Yacht Club. Yeah, these boys and everything else, but they not thugs. Should have been dead, they should be happy.
Everywhere
they got
that
love.
I go, these dogs say they love my swagger and tell me that they wanna ride home. So I tell them I know. In the street, tell me I'm the baddest thing. Ain't nobody mess with my flow. So I tell them I know. You can see the whole crowd screaming at every show. They tell me I'm cold. So I tell them I know.
He was saying he fat, he this, he fat, this. And then when they finally saw
who cares, fam?
And then when I started being
7.
4.
What?
I want to listen to music. Who got?
Well, you done me, and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks.
Yeah, it is. It's true story. Yeah, it's like Amityville.
Before the cool done run out,
wow.
I'll be giving it my best. It's enough that's going to stop me, but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my
turn to win some
more.
Probably heard it from a fucking movie.
Right?
No, that shit crazy, man.
Like
exactly. Sound like one of the little man.
Cell phone commercials.
She crazy as hell. So you dark skin, brown skin, what? You dark skin? Oh, that's what's up.
Damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love.
Light skin, though.
Love, 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 love.
Yeah.
Light skin. People dance.
Yep. Light skin or light eyes. Yep, yep, yep.
Family. And oh, it's like
God. Light brown hazel.
To be loved. Love, 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 love.
What do you got to say? Come on.
So cool. You don't seem like one of the people that come out there be yelling on their phone, though.
I'm sure there's no need to call
me. You don't seem like the type that be coming out here yelling on their phone, though. Yeah.
Since we are the best and you agree with me,
that's
right?
Crazy,
right? Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my
I ride a color man show before I cut some throat. It told me we bust your brain cells up.
In session, you're about to get your ass kicked. Emperor of every round table of the house. And when I speak, niggas respect me as leader of the councilman. God rap, God persona, God thriller, God body in the flesh. Call me Godzilla. Now I know you see we be the most prominent, dominant niggas. Respect my conglomerate.
Between you and me, it's not a fantasy, but it's reality. You see, love is wrong, and then love is right. But if love is strong, it means that love is right. Talking about the chemistry, it's not a lie to me. It's not a fantasy, but it's reality. Be careful of the words.
You a punk, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Me, I feel like dumb. Y'all niggas punk. Punk shit. I talk shit. Throw up my dick. Be alone. I'm gonna fuck all alone in my zone.
Wrong nigga that have a problem with the blade first and the bullet gone.
19.
Five. They'll come to the door, but I have that big ass dick out here. They walk away. But that's before I got my sex changed, so.
Gotcha.
Damn, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm about to get off like in a couple of minutes.
Female, who are you? I'm going to shut the room down with your answer.
My name Buttercup.
Where
Buttercup.
You from, Buttercup?
Me, I'm from New York. Where you from, boy?
I'm from Staten Island, man. What's up?
I used to live in Mariners Harbor. Where you at?
Hold on. Where you live? You in the harbor?
I used to live in the harbor.
Fuck this nigga up.
I'm in the west, man.
You in where?
I'm in the west. What's west?
What school you go to?
What happened?
What school you go to?
What school I go to? I ain't go to school out here. I went to school in Brooklyn.
What school you went to? What school you went to?
In Brooklyn? What, my college or my high school? I'm like 32.
What high school you went to?
Barton.
I went to Port Richmond.
Oh, what? Yeah, I ain't go to fucking high school out here. How old are you? Anyway?
How old are you?
Me, I'm 19.
Oh, all right. No. The female that I was talking to.
19.
Oh, what? Oh, that sounds different. What's popping though?
Nothing. Playing with my pussy.
Oh,
nigga about to say playing with his dick. Y'all want to fuck this nigga up?
That's what it is. I mean, that's better than other things. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what's the email address?
Hold on. What you want to send me?
Boy, GY.
What you want to send me?
I'ma steal my pictures, boy.
I would never say no shit like
that. All right, GYASI. GYASI 0007.
Uh-huh.
At sprintpcs.com.
Come on, man. Man, you trying to sound creepy sounding and shit, man. Come on, now. Anybody could do that shit.
Yeah,
GYASI0007.
At sprintpcs.com.
That's a man tire.
This is a boo.
A lot of girls think I'm pretty fly for a while.
Watch out for that man tire you just talked to, nigga.
I gotta do something. I'll be right back, man.
Why is it that all transsexuals like Beyonce? I don't understand that.
I was thinking about that shit too.
They all want to be Beyonce, and she's
ugly.
To me, she's ugly.
Go figure. Boy, I sent my pictures.
All right, that's what it is.
You gonna reply?
What happened?
If I'm pretty, you gonna reply?
Are you a female?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a female? Now you know that's not nobody female, my nigga.
I am. Yes, I am.
Yo, y'all is so funny.
Yes, I am.
What's wrong
that's
with
shit.
Niggas, yo?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is a female. It's a feminine male.
It doesn't matter. I tell you what. If that's a female, good. I'm glad to see a picture. If not, I'll just erase them. It ain't serious. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is wrong with that?
I am a female.
That nigga's a rapist and a widow. Y'all niggas better be careful.
All right, so why are you
worried
about it?
Mind you, she can't take me. I'll be getting a trade. Miss Female, I'll be getting a trade. I'll be getting a trade and you don't.
Girl, I'm okay.
How she mad? I'll be getting a
trade.
Damn,
you better do it.
Hey! Reply to my pictures.
You better do it.
Niggas is putting up garbage now because they're getting defended supremely. And Cleveland is going to get smacked this game, too.
Boy, if I'm pretty, reply to my pictures. I'm pretty.
What happened?
I said if I'm pretty, reply.
Only
if you're a female. If you're not a female, I'm
my nigga, let me ask you this question. When y'all niggas made the comment about all transsexuals like Beyonce, like, how do you guys know this?
Because every
only
time
one,
in the chat room.
Only one man made that comment.
I'm going to tell you exactly how. Because on the chat line, when you go through the room, you hear these fag ass niggas singing Beyonce songs. That's all they say.
Why we gotta be some fag ass niggas? Why?
Oh, wow.
He exposes himself.
Why we gotta be fag ass niggas?
Wow.
Robbie got me some fag ass niggas.
That nigga's great.
I'm a happy gay guy. I'm happily gay, my nigga.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. You white?
What happened?
Nah, the female that sent me the picture, she's white?
Nah, that's the black dude.
Angry Bastard Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio. Not even real, my nigga. You need to know what you're getting yourself into.
Alright, dog, it's not even that serious anymore, man.
It's really not, dog, and that's the end of it. They're already erased and all that. I couldn't tell
you. Funny thing is, if it's not, then it doesn't matter to you, does it? It sure doesn't.
All right, so let's shut the fuck up then. There it goes, right there.
I'm gonna leave it right.
I'm pregnant. The baby's gonna come out your butt.
That's gonna be a shitty baby, literally.
How are you pregnant?
And you gonna wipe off?
Are you pregnant? You're a man.
Yo, my nigga, you a weirdo. You're a weirdo, because you got a bear belly don't mean nothing.
Why are you devoting so much time to...
Anyway, you people have a good night, man. I got to get out, man. It's about to be 9. I got to take a shower, get prepared to go out and stuff.
Where you going, baby?
Come on, dog. I don't know, man. I'm going to Pacific, man. I'm going to Tropical, the club and shit like that. Just chill with my buddies and stuff.
Your buddies, cut that out. Well, how you acting?
Why are you asking that man sexuality for?
Oh, you try to convert.
I don't want to disrespect him by hitting on him. That's why. Be straight.
No, I'm not gay, man. I'm straight as an arrow, man. I'm straight.
As an arrow.
Wait a minute.
Even an arrow points a little bit. It's a little bended at the end.
Your arrow is bended.
It's not straight.
You should have said
I'm straight as a line. Then you would have got away with that.
Nah, I'm just an arrow because the arrow goes straight to the heart, man. I'm trying to capture that heart from a female, all right, man?
Oh, okay, no doubt. Okay, well, all right.
Anyway, you people have a pleasant evening. I'm out of here. Stay safe. Peace.
Whatever, girl.
Call that man a girl.
3 at Bay 8.
Yeah. Who you?
Who you, Megan?
He called that bitch the nigga.
Yeah, that's what
That's what y'all niggas up here used to talking to, niggas.
Yo, where my big dick niggas at?
Come on, dog. Yo, somebody change that room, man.
Somebody change that room.
I think I'm pregnant.
Yo, somebody change that room. Press 7.
Yeah, who the fuck is
that? You know what the fuck niggas be talking about when they be trying to tell you that shit.
I'm pressing 7 right now, dog.
Did somebody just check the room? Like, how many niggas is in the room?
No, it's two. Look.
5-0.
That's what I'm saying. Who did that?
That's me, but I also called it.
Oh, you did?
Well, I
called it too.
All right, so niggas is holding it down.
I mean, I'm in five.
How are we in five?
And what room am I in?
Because it's like when you're on, I can't press 7 for some reason. Because you called it. I guess because we're patched in through some system online.
No, nigga, I didn't know you had that range, boy.
Man, nigga.
Niggas, big doofy niggas showing that shit. They're going to get their ass busted. Yo, matter of fact, I'm about to hang up on the chat line because I don't even know what's going on.
In other words, you called it and I called it.
I can control my buttons
and you can control your buttons.
In the floater.
11.
3.
12.
0.
Faggot niggas, man.
1.
In a row.
Everybody.
Oh. Excuse me. Sweetheart, you're live on the radio. Give a shout out. You can curse if you want to.
Look, they're going to get their ass busted. Look, watch. 41 early. 28, 41 early.
Where you calling from, shorty? Pumpkin seed.
Female, where you calling from?
Get the fuck out of here. Shorty be eating monkey bread for a living.
Come on, Smith, you fucking bum.
Bum.
Yeah, they busting their ass. You take that nigga Smith out and put in somebody else. Mo Williams having a problem. Little nigga. Yo, man. Body that little man.
And let other niggas watch, man.
Yeah. Come on, Moses.
No foul.
We'll take that and we'll bang it. Stupid. Stupid little
no,
nigga.
No foul. We got the other way.
Yeah, no foul, fam.
That's good pass, homie.
Let's go, old man.
Good pass, homie.
Old man with the fucking
ball. Somebody give me a pick. Somebody send a pick for me, please. Come get the ball.
Come on, stop playing, son. You can't even. Come on, dog.
Yeah, this the restaurant?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was there with my wife.
I told you.
And we ate some of them fava beans.
Take off one of these
niggas,
son.
They got me fucking awful sick there, Charlie.
What fava beans?
You made me some fava beans there with the little wacky the bread that you got there.
Yeah.
You got me sick as a dog.
Where are you sitting?
Look at my heart.
I was sitting out there by the front there. You know, I got really sick from that shit. I ought to split your nuts from your head to the back of your ass.
Nothing happened. Nobody ordered fava beans. I didn't serve fava beans.
I got fava beans. I got them all over coming out my ass backwards now. I'm sick like a fucking animal over here.
Fava beans and what?
You got my wife fucking laying in a fucking bowl of piss over here, fucking puking up shit.
What are you talking about, sir? What are you...
Look, you jerky little ass, I ought to split your nuts off the side of your face.
What did you order?
I told you I ordered those fava beans over there. You got them things fucking stinking up the house now.
Just fava beans?
Yeah, the fava beans with all that silly little juice on there, you fucking wacky ass.
I didn't serve any fava beans, sir.
All right, you're angry at me now. Maybe I ought to come down here and fucking make you beat your fucking shoe.
Excuse me, I didn't serve any fava beans today.
What a restaurant going on in this room.
I'm going to come down here. I'm going to stuff your shoes. Look, you got the restaurant?
Yes.
I'll come down and make you eat your fucking shoe. I'm sick like a fucking idiot over here.
Nothing happened. The
farming
is good. Everything is good.
All right, then. Let's see how good it is.
I'll see you later there, Charlie.
I just changed the room, and I hung up on my shit.
Yeah.
16.
2. What?
This nigga Jim Carrey's starting to look a little old and shit.
3.
Hey, yo, listen,
3.
Yo. On those of us who have on demand and radio TV.
3.
You can even rent it.
4.
Yo, there's this movie with Kevin Bacon called
7.
2.
Next. Or Death Stands.
9.
It's on demand right now. That shit is kind of hot.
Hot tub.
1.
Yo, who's in here?
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Come on, stop drinking that soda. Come on, Sam. Stop drinking that soda. Nigga drinks the soda, man. And he's going to wonder why he's going to have a fucking ulcer in 10 years. Stop drinking that shit just because it's free, nigga.
Water.
Get you some water because that shit is free too, pussy.
Yo, come on. That wasn't me, though. Oh, you're on the air.
It was you.
Oh, they hung up. It wasn't me. That wasn't me. Either somebody in the chat or whoever this asshole.
Directory. All of this.
Directory.
You're in the lobby. For the front rooms, press 1. For the
your mom's twat, press 11.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes left in the show. Hit us up. 914-338-1782. Mm-hmm. Take a shout out to the patients and requests until 9 p.m. Nigga said drink some water. That shit is free too, nigga.
Yeah, they want to roll back and say they see LeBron and got about to get their ass crushed in Florida.
Whatever caller just called up, call back. I don't know who the hell you are, but it blocks your number, so whatever.
Oh yeah, come on, boys. Let's go, Wes. They be trying to cross, nigga. Yeah, nigga, we standing on our feet too, LeBron. Nah, we standing on our feet, dog. Come on, can I get a fucking a charge or some shit, man? Like, what's going on with this man? He got like 3 points. 10 points, even worse. Niggas shooting less than 20% out here.
He was never a great shooter. Oh, I didn't use a backboard.
Oh, yeah, he's tight. I don't think he meant to do that, but we'll take it, though. They're about to bust their ass. They want to set their defense. They want to... Nah, they can't set, they can't play at that pace. Hold on, am I sending in the game right now? It's all right. Just stay on your feet, boy. That's what you got to do. Nah, son, we here.
Shit, Reach.
Yeah, he's tight.
They're calling
that
Reach.
Niggas is playing D on you. Niggas is playing D on you, son.
And he's backing in now?
Yeah, he's back here early. We're not gonna go into the half down by shit. They lost the other night, right? To Gillingham.
Yep.
Yeah, they lost to Gillingham. Nah, Valja, nobody's falling for your fake. Come on, nigga. Cut your fucking hair. And then you got this other fucking jerk off who grew his fucking hair out looking like a fucking dick. What's up with that shit?
You see the cheat sheet?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Call you on the air.
Dang.
What up?
Who that?
Yo, how come
I got like a 3 second
delay? Because somebody asshole's listening to the show. Has it already turned up.
Oh, okay. Ticket.
Oh, yeah, the Metro PCS. My speakerphone.
What's poppin', fam? Where your man at?
What up, nigga?
Who you, nigga?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Is that what you said?
Hey, yo, Joe, I got something. How's the
weather
down there?
No, we're not falling for none of those fakes, niggas.
Yeah.
No, we're not falling for none of... Oh, he fell for it.
Yeah, he fell for it. He definitely got banged off.
He's really, really exaggerating on that one. Cut your hair, Anderson, you fucking jerk off. Either that or
jerk
straight...
off. Jerk off guy. Hey, niggas about to get up, wrap it up. Wrap that shit up, B. 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Wrap that gavel up, B.
Shooting me!
Yeah, you're not making those. But you know what?
My butt is itching. I know I took a shower.
Pause, man. I definitely got to leave on that, kid.
Nah, I'm talking about the female, nigga. One more pop copy. And she's like, yo, my butt is itching. I know I took a shower.
Yeah, take a seat, Joe.
He's like, well, look, sister, I got to go take a shit. Yo, make sure y'all tune in this Monday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., possibly to 9 p.m. Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your host, GQ, host 64, host SD. Host L.E., and our slave host, not even really a host, he's just a, slave. We sent him to the store to go get us some fresh Cuban cigars.
I think that's who it was.
I don't know.
That was freshman?
Yeah, freshman.
Freshman. That's who called us now?
Nah, 3-0 popped up, but it sounded like him, so I'm like, whatever.
Oh, you banged on him or he hung up?
I banged on him.
Yeah, you got to bang him. Just shut him the power. Fuck it
I mean, when you answer, when niggas like, yo, what's up, fam? Who you?
That was a cute little pass, but niggas ain't delivering.
Niggas said, don't worry about it. Like, really, don't worry about it. Okay.
Yeah, keep it pushing on niggas.
Well, then keep it pushing. Don't worry about this.
Skate on niggas like Tony Hawk, man.
Or mind my back, nigga.
code Turk.
Ah, boys of foul.
It's on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And thank you for tuning in. Make sure you add us as a favorite. We'll see you on Monday, maybe tomorrow. So I have no life, so therefore, that's the only reason why I would be here. Keep it locked.
Fix your face.
Thank you.
We're gonna do a song, that you never heard before. We're coming to take this, y'all. Take this, y'all. We're coming to rock this, y'all.
Y'all
ain't ready for it. But get ready for it. Okay. Queen B.
Check where that, baby. Check where that. Just the booty, y'all niggas, that I'm still on top. I told Swiss. Give me the better shit you got. And I'ma give it to you raw, whether you like it or not. Like it's my last bullet, I only got one shot. Aim straight for the middle, like I'm throwing a dart. It will not fit, believe it's going straight to your heart. I lay my Mac game down, nigga, straight from the start. Don't take it personal, baby. Fuck you, pay me. Ain't nothing but ladies in my dark blue Mercedes with the Barabbas kit. Got niggas mad as shit. No, we never sip unless it's ice in our drink. But sometimes we get cold from the ice in our mink. That fly girl, it's a prima donna world. Act like you ain't heard about the Cabana girl. Hollywood style, getting love around the globe. You might catch me next season on a cover boat.
Yeah, niggas done gone delirious. Yeah, homies can't get near ya. Green leaves with beats and get up here. Y'all know it ain't no fear.
I make moves in this game, the other chick is a fraud. I'm important, like the queen on a chessboard. Bitches talk slick, but they ain't got nothing for me. When I'm in their territory, it's a whole nother story. We never get stuck.
Yeah, me the realest shit I never wrote.
I ain't write this shit, by the way, nigga. Some real shit right here, nigga.
Me the realest shit you ever quote.
Yo.
My president is black, yeah. My Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my ribs ain't true. And mama ain't at home.
Great white, heavy a killer whale. I cannot believe this. Who knew it came in bail? Who knew it came with jail? Who knew it came with prison? Just cause you got opinion, that make you a politician. Bush robbed all us, would that make him a criminal? And then he cheated in Florida, would that make him a Seminole? I say and I quote, we need a miracle. And I say a miracle, cause the shit is hysterical. By my nephews and nieces, I will email G, tell him forward to Moses. Nigga boo, it's really a death storm. That's word to my nigga clue. Catch me in Las Vegas, AR Arizona. Rep for them real niggas. I'm winning in California, winning in Tennessee, hands down Atlanta, landslide Alabama. On my way to Savannah.
Yeah.
ever did shit for me. Had to hit the streets, had to flip some teeth, but nigga won't go broke. Then they put us in jail, now nigga can't go vote. So I spend dough on these hoes, it's trippin'. She ain't a politician, honey's a politician. My president is black, rose gold and charms. 22-inch rims like Hulk Hogan's arms. When thousands of people is riled up to see you, that could arouse your ego. We got mouths to feed, so gotta stay true to who you are and where you came from. Cause at the top I'll be the same place you hang from. No matter how big you could ever be, for whatever fee or publicity, never lose your integrity. For years there's been some prize horses in the stable. Just 2 albums in, I'm the realest nigga on this label. Mr. Black President, yo Obama for real. They gotta put your face on the $5,000 bill.
My Lambo's blue, baby, goddamn it, my rim. I wanna say win, lose, or draw, man. We congratulate y'all already, homie. Y'all motivate the thugs, right? You motivate us, homie. That's what it is. It's a hands-off policy. Y'all touching me right, nigga. Yeah. First black president. Win, lose, or draw, nigga. Matter of fact, you know what it is, man. Shout out to Jack Brown. Booker T. Washington, homie. Oh, y'all ain't think I know that shit. Sidney Poitier, what they do?
My president is by Ratio. That's what it is. I mean, he's not all black. He has a brown face, but he's really by racial. And I think it's beautiful. I think we should put it out there that the president isn't black. He's by racial. We're actually going to do a show Monday. It's going to be Ethnical Monday. Or Biracial Monday or some shit like that. I don't know. We're going to do a show just for the biracial people out there, you know, the mixed breed out there, you know, the mixed ones, you know, so y'all don't feel left out. You know, I do a black, Puerto Rican, white, German, Indian, Italian, all types of shows. I'm going to put a show out there for y'all for the biracial one and let people know that, yo, stop being ignorant. President is not black. He's half black, half white. It's a brown face, but he's half black, half white. We haven't gotten a full African-American in the White House, and it'll be a long time before we do, but he's biracial. I want to give a big shout out to all the biracial people out there. Hold your head up. You are people too. Keep it locked. We'll see you at 7 p.m. Monday evening. Thank you for tuning in. Add us as a favorite. Feature us. Download us on your iTunes, on your iPod, on your MP3 players. Listen to us. Spread the word. And haters, please keep hating more because we're getting closer to our goal. And to the ladies that tired of these guys on my show disrespecting y'all, it's not going to change. If I'm there, I can kind of control it. But if they're there, just try not to be too sensitive. Got to go. Got a wife to call. Y'all keep it locked. Love, peace, and chicken grease. I'm out of here.